For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Chris, before we get into who we, on this roster we want to see on the team, not just next year in 2024 and 2025, happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Honestly, big thanks to everyone out there who has subscribed here on 99.9 The Fan's YouTube page or has followed us on your favorite podcast platform, left comments and interacted with us. Thank you. Seriously, in all honesty, thank you. You guys are the best. And let us know your thoughts in the comment section below. Let's get this sucker started.
The state of North Carolina covers 53,000 square miles. It is the habitat of the feared Carolina Panthers. Get dialed in, Panthers fans, for an in-depth look at your team. Exclusive interviews, locker room insight. Let's huddle up for Panthers Playbook. Here are your hosts, Dennis Cox and Chris Lee.
Welcome back to another episode of Panthers Playbook. That's Chris Lee. Dennis Cox here with you. Titans game coming up this Sunday. We're not really going to dive into the Titans too much. We're actually going to get into the roster here a little bit. But again, thank you all once again, Chris. We wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for the people watching and listening.
Absolutely. Almost 150,000 views on this thing since we started. It's a wonderful feeling because, you know, we started from nothing, and we want to thank all you guys for who listened, who come back every single episode, every single week, and also who share to your friends. Dennis, there's been a few times I'm walking into the stadium and I've had people say, "Hey, Chris Lee," and I'm thinking they're like from Raleigh. They're talking about WRL or something like that. Mm-hmm. They'll say, "I listen to Panthers Playbook." So thank you to those people out there who see me at the games and everything. Definitely means a lot to us for sure.
Big thanks to all of you, and let us know your thoughts in the comment section of the conversation we're about to have about the Carolina Panthers and their roster, because this roster needs a big-time overturn because it's not a very good one overall. I even said it a few weeks back, and I got some pushback that said this is like a bottom-five roster in the NFL, and I got pushback, and now all of a sudden I don't hear those people. But nonetheless, let's roll through some of the people on this roster that we want to see on the team, not just in 2024, but also in 2025, and who we think might be on the roster, because we have to take into consideration contracts, because there's some players that we might like that might be free agents after this season or after next season that the team might not look to sign to an extension. So we have to take these things into consideration. Yeah. So we'll start on the offensive side of the ball. Obviously, Bryce Young, right? I mean, that's a lock.
Yeah,
it's pretty keep Bryce Young.
And honestly, Andy Dalton signed a two-year. If I like him as a backup,
yeah,
it's a good, safe option. I would still want him around in 2025 if he's willing to still be around.
Yeah, that's the thing as well. You take into consideration his age as well.
Yeah, he's older.
Exactly. He's in his mid-late 30s. So, yeah, there's the possibility, you know, him being 36 years old, that he might want to hang it up after this contract, after next season. You know, that's a real possibility. So, to be determined when it comes to that. But I wouldn't mind Andy Dalton sticking around either as a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to some of the actual like skill position guys. Wide receivers, tight ends, running backs. Let's go through the receivers first. I think Mingo will be around because he's just a rookie. He's still going to be on his rookie contract. So I still think Mingo's going to be around. Adam Thielen is going to be under contract. He signed a three-year deal.
He doesn't have to be.
Oh, I know he doesn't have to be, but I think he will be. I think he will be, though. I think he's going to get that leeway. He's going to get that leash. Because even if he is your fourth wide receiver, he's a fourth wide receiver that's on a rookie contract.
Yeah.
So I still think that Mingo is going to be around. And Thielen, in terms of wide receivers, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
Pretty straightforward, Chris.
You know what? And I'll say this. If he doesn't want a lot of money, I don't mind if LaVisca is there just because you can use him in different ways. Now, I'm not talking about him as a 1, 2, or 3. He's definitely coming off the bench. He's definitely a gadget guy, definitely one of the extra guys that's going to be on the roster. But yeah, that's I would take LaVisca Chenault in that case. He doesn't have to be, though. Like, I'm not married to the idea, but I'm also not mad. I wouldn't be upset if he was still on the roster in 2025, as long as he's not one of the top three receivers on the roster. That's the thing that matters to me.
Yeah, if he wants to be a specialist, you know, return kicks and all that, okay, I'm fine for that. But otherwise, that's fine. Okay. Those guys are a little bit kind of more of a dime a dozen. All right, go to the tight end group. I can't think of one. Of the tight ends, Hurst, Thomas, Tremble, maybe Sullivan. I don't know. Sullivan's flashed a couple moments. Maybe he's still like as a depth piece, but there's no one right now on this roster that I think is going to be a contributor, not next year, but even 2025. No one I see.
I think it depends on what the coaching staff is looking for out of the tight ends, the way that they've been used this year and also like the last few years under Matt Rhule. Wouldn't mind Ian Thomas from the standpoint of he's a good blocker. He's one of the best blockers on the team. And so I wouldn't mind it from that standpoint. He doesn't really add anything in a passing game. So no. It just kind of really depends on what the coaching staff wants. Tommy Tremble flashes here and there. So, you know, I'm those are two guys where for me, again, I'm not married to it. If it came down to those two guys and we had to cut those two guys, I'm fine with it. But also I could see a world where they could still possibly be used. But I'm not married to it.
Yeah, Tommy Tremble doesn't really do much of anything for me. He's already in the third year of his contract. So after 2024,
got more touchdown catches than everybody else but Thielen.
There's a reason why we're only keeping Adam Thielen and Jonathan Mingo as receivers on this team. This is the reason why we're having this conversation, Chris, is because of this.
Career-driven individuals, ready to unlock your potential? Discover William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Our classes are tailored for the working professional. Attend class on your terms with our online sessions and choose from various start dates throughout the year. Dive into a curriculum designed for success. Every class is a stepping stone that takes you closer to your career goals. Take one or more classes. It's in your hands. Elevate your career with William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Dive deeper at williampeace.info/SPS. Your journey begins here.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new Go Cary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the Go Cary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the Go Cary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Go Cary, where getting there is just a tap away.
All right. Yes. Are the running backs? No one.
No. I'll say this. I like Raheem Blackshear as still as the kickoff returner and as the third string, like change of pace back. That's where I'm at with that. I do think that I don't like Chuba as the one. Mm-mm. If you bring in a true number one running back, and I guess we know who I'm X-ing out right there, then I'm fine with Chuba being there as a number two. But again, he's kind of like Ian and Tommy to me, where it's like if he ends up not being here, okay. But if he is there in the right position as a number two, I'm cool with that. Cool with Raheem Blackshear as the kickoff returner and change of pace third string guy.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that, but if neither of those guys are here, you're not missing a whole lot. Yeah. Because
no sweat off my back.
You could draft another Chuba Hubbard and Raheem Blackshear because players like that, or you could find those guys in the sixth round, seventh every round year of the NFL draft. Heck, you could find some of those guys undrafted free agents at running back.
So part of the idea, though, for me, too, because clearly this roster is going to need a crazy overhaul, is that at a certain point, you know, a lot of that overhaul is going to have to come from the draft and maybe undrafted free agents. And of course, you're going to get some free agents too, but you're going to want some guys to stick around who can at least bring some level of culture. You know what I'm saying? Like they've been through some things and so they can be there to help guide the younger guys. And so it just depends. And I don't know if Raheem Blackshear or Chuba Hubbard are those guys in the locker room.
Yeah.
But maybe they could be. And that's, I'm just leaving that open for a possibility. But again, I'm with you. If they were to go, I'm not married to it.
All right, let's get up front. Offensive line. He might not be a tackle. He might get moved into guard depending on how his career progresses. But I see Ike Ekwonu sticking around, obviously, because in 2025, he'll be in the fourth year of his rookie contract. So, again, we're taking contract into consideration on this. He might be just a mauler of a run blocker as a guard, and that could be his future in the NFL. We had a conversation with Kenton Gibbs from Locked On ECC, who played at NC State, who gave us a breakdown. If that's his future, fine. I could see Ike Ekwonu sticking around. I mean, Nash Jensen and Cade Mays are under rookie contracts through 2025, so maybe as backups, but I don't know. Taylor Moten, maybe, but he's starting to get up there in age too. I think he might be a free agent after next season too. They might elect to let him walk. The only one I could see probably locked in for 2 years from now is Ickey, and that's really about it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That offensive line definitely needs an overhaul. The guys that we thought that we could lean on, like Bradley Bozeman, you know, like Austin Corbett, but he's just kind of getting back a little bit. And then Taylor Moten, they've all slipped this year. Mm-hmm. They've definitely slipped. There's been some slippage there that I didn't see happening, but for sure, Ickey,
Speaking of how bad the offensive line has been for the Carolina Panthers, just how bad they've been between pass rush, between like sacks given up, between pressures, quarterback hits, they've given up 190 of those combined between hits, pressures, sacks on the quarterback. 190 in 10 games.
Listen,
190 in 10
games. People talked about, is Bryce Young gonna be tough enough? He's tough enough, bro.
Oh, yeah, he's showing it.
Because he is not getting protected at all. Like he's literally getting free runners coming straight to him. I mean, like it was just ridiculous seeing my man from Dallas, Michael Parsons, getting straight to him, only doing like one quick move and getting past Zavala or Ickey, man. And it's sad, but Bryce has shown how tough he really is.
All right, so offensively, we definitely say definitely Bryce Young. Maybe Dalton if he wants to stick around. Again, this is 2 years from now. Maybe Dalton if he wants to stick around. Thielen, Mingo, because again, factoring in contracts here with that. Tight end, maybe one of those guys is like a third guy, backups, you know, specialists, kind of already what they do now, but nothing really contributing. Running back, same thing. And then offensive line, Ike Ekwonu. Like, that's it. Like, we really just rolled off, like, six dudes, and that's really about it when it comes to the offensive side of the ball.
Let's just specify. For running back, we definitely want Miles Sanders out of here.
Oh, 100%. Nah.
The other two were fine in their current roles.
Yeah, fine in their current roles.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medications secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.
Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill. The Designery grand opening, we're scheduled to open May 16th and do our grand opening party then. We're going to be catering some food. We're doing some giveaways. We have a VR headset, an Echo Show, some kitchen gadgets, and some fancy knives. 12 to 2 p.m. Please stop by our showroom, 3030 Wake Forest Road. That's The Designery at thedesignery.com.
Okay, let's go to the defensive side of the football. Let's go on the defensive front. I'll include the outside linebackers, edge rushers. I'll include those guys along the defensive front right now. Brian Burns, 100%.
He's in.
100%.
You don't even have to talk about that one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Derek Brown, 100%.
He's in.
100%. I can see, honestly, because of contract, again, factoring contract into this, I could see Amari Barno sticking around because he'd be in the fourth year of his rookie contract as a sixth-round pick. He's solid on special teams, and he contributes in that way. I could see Amari Barno sticking around for that role.
And maybe he starts stepping up a little bit as maybe like somebody who can spell Brian Burns for a play or two.
Yeah.
You know, and you're Of course, it's a drop down because he's not Brian Burns, but it's not too much of a drop off when he's there. So I like that. I like Amari Barno being there.
So yeah, I could see Barno sticking around. The name that kind of floats around, DJ Johnson, because he's still going to be on a rookie contract, but he hasn't shown much of anything, the third round pick from this year.
He did have really a batted down pass, though.
Oh.
He had a batted down pass this past Sunday. He batted down a pass. I got to give my man some credit on that. That was a good play against Dak.
The only reason why I see him still on the roster is just because he's inexpensive. That's really about it. Now, other guys along the defensive front, I like to see, like, a Shy Tuttle, I wouldn't mind seeing stick around as a rotational player. I don't like him as a starting guy, but as a depth guy that rotates in, I'm okay with him sticking around on the roster. That's of the guys up front, that's who I see.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
All right. Let's get to the other linebackers. Let's go off ball. It's Frankie Louvu. Speaks for itself.
I think with Frankie, you need to figure out a way to lock him in probably for at least the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming up on the last year of his contract this year, right?
Yeah, he's on the final year of his contract. He's 27 years old.
Lock him up,
take him up through age 31, 100%.
Lock him in right now, and do it before, like, he's already having a pretty good year. Lock him in before he gets really expensive. And hits the free market and somebody else wants him. But I mean, I think right now the secret is out. So he may have some other suitors, but if I'm the Panthers, we're talking now so we could figure out how to get there before, you know, you can even hit the free market. Let's go ahead and negotiate that, have that in place before free agency even comes.
I would like to see Shaq Thompson be around in 2 years, but next year, 2024, is the final year of his contract because there's some voided years after that to kind of spread out his cap hit. But he's starting to hit close to age 30. I think next year is going to be age 29. He's coming off the broken leg. I would like to see him around just because he's a good player, and I think he's a good leader on the team, but I don't know if he is going to be around in 2 years.
Yeah, he mentioned in the offseason he knew that the market for linebackers wasn't going to be very well. So that's one of the reasons why, like, he knows that the money is not necessarily going to be there, and that's why he decided to come back and kind of rework his deal.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering if it's going to be something similar for this offseason. But yes, you're right. I would love to still see him there just because of the leadership that he brings. But if he's not there, I will definitely understand. I won't necessarily like it, but I will understand if he's not there.
All right, let's get into the secondary. The one I hope is still on the team in 2025 is J.C. Horn, because that means they picked up his fifth-year option, which they have to make that decision this coming offseason if they want to do that, because it means he's going to be healthy. He's going to be around for that because he is that talented. But that's, to me, the big question mark in the secondary. Is J.C. Horn going to be around here in 2025? Because, again, that dude's all talent, but injuries seem to find that guy.
Yeah. When he's on the field, man, he's a difference maker. He can 100%. Literally lock down, the other team's best wide receiver. And, you know, we've seen situations. I mean, look, Christian McCaffrey, it wasn't at the beginning of his career, but it was while Matt Rhule was there. Christian McCaffrey barely played for 2 years, right? And people started saying, oh, is he injury prone? Is he injury prone? And he's been playing consistently the last season and this season. So, mm-hmm. Whatever this was going on with, I don't know what's going on with my allergies today. Whatever's going on with J.C. Horn, maybe this is just, what's happening for his first 3 years. And then he has a really healthy, rest of his career. I hope that's the case. But I would love to see him there for sure.
Like to see him hopefully come back and play some games at the latter part of this season. Because again, that dude is special. Outside of that, I don't know who else is sticking around, to be honest with you, because Von Bell's contract's up, Xavier Woods' contract, those guys' contracts are going to be up, and they're starting to get, 30 plus, in age or around that age. And how willing are you to sign those guys to long-term extensions when you're in a rebuild?
I mean, potentially on top of that, probably maybe Jamie Robinson, just because he'll still be on a rookie contract.
Exactly. If he's good at special teams.
A special teams guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's really about it. if you want to keep Sam Franklin around because of his special teams abilities, because he's not going to be very expensive and he's been consistent in his role as a special teamer.
And he has the ability to start in place of a real starter who's injured.
Yeah.
And give you some good minutes.
I can see those guys sticking around as well. That's really about it. Dante Jackson might not be here after this season. So I definitely don't see him around in 2025. But that's really it. So like defensively, we're obviously Derrick Brown, Brian Burns, Frankie Louvu, you know, maybe a guy like Amari Barno, DJ Johnson because of contract, JC Horn. Like, that's really it. And then again, special teams guys, like, that's it for this roster that's currently here. That's, we basically listed off like 12 keepers. Yeah. I didn't actually keep a running tab, but like 12, like, all right, these are the 12 guys to build around. I mean, that's it. Whomever is the general manager, because I doubt it's going to be Scott Fitterer after this season. Yeah. Whomever the general manager is needs to identify who those core like 10, 12 guys are that are on this roster now and strip everything else down and rebuild it.
And look, I wouldn't even be surprised too if, you know, whoever is the next general manager, if they decide to maybe like, let's say, extend somebody like a Von Bell or extend somebody like an Xavier Woods for a year or two. Mm-hmm. So now you have them in contracts and you have them locked in to either keep them or use them as movable pieces to get draft picks back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so that way you're not just letting guys walk. And, you know, for a franchise that's lost a lot of draft capital, try to get some of that back. So I also wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing, we're talking 2025, seeing some of the guys that we're like, we're okay if they walk, but if they stay, we're cool. If maybe they're extended just a little bit and maybe they're used as movable pieces to help this team build again. But I mean, this is going to be a process, man. I mean, you know, with where the team is at, how they've stripped it down, the missed opportunities they've had. I mean, you know, again, Stephon Gilmore could have had him instead of Dante. Nothing against Dante. I think you'd rather have Stephon Gilmore and JC Horn together if JC Horn's, you know, healthy. Well, yeah. And you could have had Hassan Reddick on the other side of Brian Burns, and that would have been an absolute force on the defensive side, along with Frankie Louvu and Shaq Thompson and Derrick Brown. That's a front, my guy. Yeah. So, you know, there's some mistakes that this team has made. You know, hopefully if they make the right choices in free agency and also in the draft in the next couple of years, maybe, you know, they start coming back a little bit, but this is going to take at least 3 more years.
Oh, it's going to take a little bit of a while to rebuild for sure. And unfortunately, this upcoming draft, they only have 6 picks. They have 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 2/5, and a 6th. That's it. That's all that they have. And they better hit on every single one of those picks because
how many long snappers are available, though? That's what I want to know.
Well, speaking of, I want the specialists all to come back. You know, I like Hecker. JJ's the man.
Yeah.
I don't know if he still wants to keep playing, keep him there.
And JJ, wants to play until he's 50, I'm fine with that.
Exactly. As long as he's snapping well, that's cool. But otherwise, this team is drafted pretty terribly in recent seasons. For example, in 2022, the 2022 draft, there are only 3 players on the roster from the 22 draft. That's it. From just their draft last year, 3 players: Ike Ekwonu, Amari Barno, Cade Mays. So you have 1 starter and 2 backups.
That's crazy.
I will, from your 2022 class, you only have 3.
I will say for the specialists, I would like a kicker who has a stronger leg. I don't have anything against Pinheiro. He's been mostly accurate. He's been solid in what he's done, and he's gotten the Panthers out of a bind in a lot of different situations. Once you start getting 45 and beyond with him, it's kind of a toss up what it's going to be. And in today's NFL, you're going to need a guy who can come in there and make that 56, 57 yarder for you to either tie up a game or win a game for you. And I don't trust Eddie Pinheiro, 45 and beyond. So, but other than that, like 45 and, between 10 and 45, I'm cool with that. He's good with that.
Sounds like you need a guy like Joey Sly. Imagine that. All right, that's going to wrap things up.
A guy who has a powerful leg and accurate. Let me add that.
Oh, okay.
Let me specify what I'm asking the universe.
That's going to wrap things up for this week's episode of Panthers Playbook. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you once again for watching with us today. We'll have another episode for you guys on Sunday after the Panthers face the Tennessee Titans out there in Nashville. Should be a good time. We'll see you Sunday.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.